Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, we're very excited. We have a brand new product that we're offering at thealexjonesstore.com. And that is Bovine Colostrum Plus. Now, I will tell you, I've been supplementing with bovine colostrum supplements for quite some time, for years now, actually. And so I can tell you, I know that there are a ton of benefits that do come along with colostrum. My favorite is I like to put it in a post-workout protein shake for the recovery factor, which is immense. Big-time recovery factor here. As well as all of the other benefits. Now, we've just introduced this, and again, as somebody that's probably tried maybe five at least different colostrum supplements over the years, I can tell the telltale signs of the highest quality versus the lowest quality or different impacts. Some other colostrum supplements will add other stuff to it. And then this one, though, is mostly just straight-up colostrum. So we're not really adding anything in there. Like, some will add potassium and other such things. No, this is just the raw stuff, and I can tell just by opening it and smelling it. That's what that's supposed to smell like. Now, again, all kinds of different benefits here. I like putting it in a post-workout protein shake for recovery and for growth. But right now, Bovine Colostrum Plus at thealexjonesstore.com, you can get 50% off right now when you subscribe for auto ship, which also guarantees it's in stock for you when we sell out. It's a high-potency formula, contains 2,000 milligrams of bovine colostrum per serving. It's got gut health support paired with marshmallow root to rebuild gut lining, reduce bloating, and enhance digestion. Yeah, the digestion is no joke with this either. Immune system boost, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid is my favorite part. Promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. I've noticed the difference when I'm adding this to a protein shake and when I'm not, by the way. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens. No caffeine crashes. Toxin defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals. Enhanced nutrient absorption improves nutrient uptake for a better overall health without fillers. Bovine Colostrum Plus is a high-impact dietary supplement designed to supercharge your gut health, immunity, and recovery with a potent 200-milligram dose of bovine colostrum, enriched with 400 milligrams IgG and 50 milligrams lactoferrin. Paired with gut-soothing marshmallow root, it rebuilds your gut lining, reduces bloating, and enhances nutrient absorption for whole body health. Ethically sourced and sustainably packaged, this clean, filler-free formula is your daily defense against toxins and stress. Add it to your morning shake and feel the difference in resilience and vitality. It is brand new at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, when you subscribe, you can get up to 50% off. But I couldn't help myself here. I was thinking maybe I needed a little boost myself. So, sometimes you just got to get hardcore. Sometimes you just got to get hardcore with it, folks. And sometimes you just go right in, you know? All right, you know what? Maybe not on camera. Maybe later when we're off camera. I'm not going to promote that live on air. It's a joke. Cruz and Meyer giving me a hard time. It's a joke. By the way, this is the limited edition InfoWars Battle Dagger here that I was about to fake, take a little hit of the colostrum here with. That's still on sale at the Alex Jones store, by the way. When that sells out, it'll be gone. Limited edition. But that's the new product. 50% off when you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Second hour underway. I think we'll get into this big pharma news on the other side. This is the InfoWars War Room. 1 hour in the books. Second hour is upon us.
At thealexjonesstore.com. I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexandsword.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexandsword.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexandsword.com. So take action.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, you know what? I was gonna close my coverage of this story with this clip, but I think maybe it's better to intro it with this clip. And this is RFK Jr. You know, these numbers are astounding. And I think you get a better idea of the pharmaceutical industrial complex when you study how COVID was rolled out and the vaccines were forced on people. But this happens every day with kids that go to a doctor or get prescribed ADHD medicine or other means and mechanisms and tricks, quite frankly, that doctors will use to get you on other pharmaceutical drugs. Like, for example, they just came out. It's always a new study. It's a new study. They always told you that eggs were bad for you because they raised cholesterol. Now a new study comes out. They say, oh, actually, eggs are good for you because it lowers cholesterol. So it's just, you know, they're always rigging things and changing things and new studies coming out. So it's, oh, eggs bad for cholesterol. Eggs good for cholesterol. Wait, cholesterol is actually good. We lied. It was good the whole time. But there's always a pharma angle to that. So they wanted you to be scared of cholesterol or be scared of eating eggs or say, oh, well, if you're going to eat eggs, you need to get this pharmaceutical pill. Did the same thing to me. I don't even go to a doctor. I mean, praise God. But they force you to go into one when you're in the Fed. And the doctor said, well, golly gee. This was actually quite hilarious. You've got high cholesterol. Meanwhile, heart rate was good. Everything else was perfect, basically. But oh, the cholesterol was high, so wanted to prescribe me some pharmaceutical drugs. And wanted to let me know that it would be taken care of by the BOP. I wouldn't even have to pay, guys. Imagine that. And I, of course, said, I'm not interested. So she said, well, maybe you should consider some exercise. So, oh, really? I hadn't thought of that. Golly, man. But, oh, yeah. Oh, cholesterol's bad. Eggs are bad. Here, take a pharmaceutical drug because everybody eats eggs. So they have all these different ways. Now they're going after the kids. Even more so than they already have. What are the numbers? In fact, the last I saw, it's like 50%. Of college students are on some form of a pharmaceutical drug? Crazy. Crazy. So it's all this big game, and it's the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they got all kinds of different people involved in this. They got the media, they got the doctors, they got their rigged studies, they got the rigged insurance, the corrupt insurance industry, and everybody gets rich. And you're just sitting there. You're just cannon fodder for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So we've all seen it to a certain extent. But then when you compare and contrast it, the numbers of what Americans pay into the pharmaceutical industrial complex versus the rest of the world, it's even more shocking. It shows you how we've been targeted even worse than the entire planet with this agenda, with this propaganda. Here's RFK Jr. breaking it down, clip 13.
Some estimates say U.S. consumers pay up to 300% more on drug prices than their European counterparts.
The United States basically pays for global pharmaceutical research.
Yep.
So U.S. citizens, we account for about 70% of the profits for the pharmaceutical industry. We're only 4.2% of the world's population. And the reason for that is that other countries simply won't pay for it. And so the drug companies sell to other nations to say, we're not going to pay for these more, you know, these more expensive prices. And what we've now told the drug companies is whatever the lowest price that you're paying in any other nation, that's what you're going to charge here.
Are you facing some sort of resistance from Big Pharma particularly?
Well, of course. But it's not only the pharmaceutical companies, but the other countries have kind of gotten a free ride on the United States because they're getting the benefit of all of our research in there. They ought to be paying their fair share. We spend about 8% of our GDP on drugs. And in Europe, they spend 3%. And so what we'd like to do is see them bring that up to maybe 6%.
You know, again, the numbers are shocking. And before I get into even the news here, because I think about how this whole thing has been weaponized against us, and really it does piss me off. It actually does piss me off. And that's because I've actually seen people suffer from this, and I doubt I'm the only one. I bet most people listening to this have either seen a friend or a family member, a loved one, go down the route of big pharmaceutical products and have severe consequences. And even if that situation is abuse, it seems to come with the territory a large portion of the time. And I just think about some of the stories with younger kids, you know, in my neighborhood or in my school, getting into trouble or trying to kill themselves. It was always a big pharmaceutical product involved. And I watched people abuse it in college. We're talking like straight A students, athletes, abuse these pills and just spiral down the drain. So it does kind of piss me off how this has been aimed at us. I doubt I'm the only one that's experienced something like that. It's all too common. So, yeah, we have a problem with fentanyl and how many people fentanyl kills, and that's a bad thing. But see, you notice they don't like to publicize, and this is because the pharmaceutical industry lobbies the government and pays millions, billions over time in TV marketing, so they're not going to talk about it. Basically funds the entire network news. So you don't hear about people that die from the pharmaceutical drugs. They don't like to make it a big case when another mass shooter is on pharmaceutical drugs. You'll hear all day about the fentanyl because nobody owns that. But the pharmaceutical drug epidemic killing people? Bury that deal. Don't hear about that. Don't demonize that. That's a profit center. And the citizens of the United States of America are their number one system for the profit. So we had a shooter in Austin yesterday. Very sad. Three people died. And the individual was arrested alive. Now, aside from the mental health aspect, long criminal record here. Long criminal record in both Travis and Williamson County. Williamson up north of Travis, which is Austin. So the greater Austin area. Killed three, including a child. Absolutely heartbreaking. 2016 felony assault. Reduced to a misdemeanor. Repeat offense on that, by the way. Deferred education. 2016 protective order violation. Criminal mischief. 2 months in jail. He had a second DUI in 2017. He had a felony assault 2019. He's also well known for marijuana possession, felony criminal mischief, another assault. And so it just goes on and on. Long case here, very little time spent in jail. Now, I'm open on the debate of prison reform and justice system reform and what works to rehabilitate people and what doesn't. And I've been inside the system, and I know the good aspects and the bad aspects. And I would say it's pretty clear that this is an individual probably needed to spend more time. And I would say, as a general rule, the justice system needs to treat violent offenders much more heavy-handedly than nonviolent offenders. I think there should be very rare, very limited cases where a nonviolent offender even sees more than, say, a night in jail. Nonviolent offenders should very rarely, if ever, be sentenced to jail. But violent offenders, that's where you need to start making examples. First time, second time, third time offense. I mean, making sure you're either going to spend a lot of time here or you're going to clean your act up. Either way, he gets released. Barely spends any time in jail and then goes and does the unthinkable, kills innocent people at a Target. And they come out yesterday and nobody wants to talk about it. Obviously, hundreds of stories on this. And you can barely find a peep. You can barely find a peep about the mental health aspect. And so what I've learned now, because this is an issue to me, you won't even hear about it. Very rarely will they ever publish something about this. So if you're not listening to the press conference where the police will come out and they'll do their evaluation and they'll give you the information they have, same thing with the shooter in New York City. That's like the only time they're ever going to mention it. So unless you're tuned in live and you hear the police commissioner say, yep, history of mental health was on pharmaceutical drugs, like in New York City, or with this guy, police come out, history of mental illness, didn't say anything about the pharmaceutical drugs, but what are you willing to bet here that he was on a pharmaceutical pill with a history of mental illness? And they probably even run these deals and they'll say, well, sure, he's a repeat violent offender, but, you know, we can put him on the right drug. We can put him on the right drug. It's honestly like the modern day lobotomy. And it's not as gruesome or as tormenting, but it's just like eventually we're going to look back on this and say, chemically altering these people that already had a mental issue ended up being a horrible thing. And we probably caused thousands of suicides. And how many mass shooters? How many, if you didn't have these people on pharmaceutical drugs, how many would not have committed suicide or not have committed a mass shooting? Now they'll push back and they'll say, no, overall, it's a net benefit. Well, I don't know if the numbers would bear that out, and it's hard to prove a negative. But, another mass shooter. Oh, another mental illness. Oh, another pharmaceutical drug. And they over-prescribe it. It's part of the game. So now they're going into the schools. This is unbelievable. I can't believe there isn't more outrage from this. And I wonder if it's because Maha hasn't really gotten this story yet. I would think RFK Jr. would be outraged at this idea that they've had now and they're going to implement. Illinois becomes first state to require student mental health screenings. Pritzker celebrating this, by the way. Also bragging and saying everybody needs to go get their vaccines. This guy. Pritzker says, some of our leaders in Washington need to head back to school to educate themselves about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines. So this guy's just a total big pharma shill. Just a total big pharma sellout. For students in Illinois, this bill has now been signed into law. For students in Illinois, mental health screenings will soon be required alongside annual vision and hearing exams. Oh, yeah, that's totally the same thing. But see, that's what they want to do. They want to normalize it and then say, oh, yeah, you just get glasses. So, oh, yeah, you just get a pill. No big deal. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm wearing glasses. Well, I don't wear glasses, but I'm wearing glasses as a surface level solution or contacts as a surface level physical solution that's not actually altering anything in my body or chemistry or anything. It's just I can see better. No, this is penetrating into you and chemically altering you. Not anything near the same. But they say, oh, no, it's just like an eye exam. It's like you get an eye exam to get glasses. You get a mental exam to get a pill. No. And that's what they want. It will require public school students in grades 3 through 12 to undergo a mental health screening each year. And you know exactly how this is going to go. Pritzker said, at a time when our kids are struggling with anxiety and depression more than ever before, it's our responsibility to ensure that young people have all the support they need to get the help that they deserve. Mm-hmm. Our goal is an integrative, comprehensive approach to quality mental and behavioral health services for young people across the state. Saying that the legislation will pave the way for schools to receive resources and support to implement the new push for screenings. And then they go into the portal. Yes. Connecting students, caregivers, and parents with the behavioral health care and ongoing navigation portal. A tool launched that can provide information about available mental health resources and services. Of course, we know what that means. Pills, pills, pills. Suffering from anxiety. Who was even diagnosed with anxiety until like 20 years ago? It's made up. Suffering from anxiety. Suffering from depression. These have to be the most farcical mental health issues I've ever seen in my life. Suffering from anxiety, it's called life. It's really like equilibrium. Anxiety, depression, it's called living life. It's called going through ups and downs. It's called hardships and victories and losses. Oh, I have anxiety. Oh. And so they're going to send in these mental health screeners to the schools now because, hey, you know, what percentage of these kids are on these pills? What percentage of these kids are on these drugs? Well, 50%. We need to get those numbers up. Well, how can we get those numbers up? Let's just send them right in. This isn't a school anymore. This is an open floor for potential customers, lifetime customers for the big pharmaceutical industry. Think about how sick that is. We're sending them in to the schools to prescribe them pills for their anxiety. Oh, for their depression. You know what would work better? Send a old hard ass in there. Send an old hard ass, like an old drill sergeant. Oh, what's the matter, kid? I'm suffering from a little anxiety. Oh, really? Why don't you toughen up? Pick yourself up. Get outside. Get out of my office. Oh, is that too hard? Yeah. No, we want them coming out of... We want them to come out of school like a little cream puff. Yeah. We want them to come out of school like a little cream puff. Soft and scared. Oh, needing their pills. Like, oh, you remember the story from last week? Adults are now leaning on binkies to deal with anxiety and depression. Oh, I need a binky. No, it's called going through life. It's called getting experience. Yes, including emotional experience, like anxiety, like depression. It's part of the game here, part of the experience. And they just want to neutralize all of it. They just want to numb you to all of it. And then you get into the real world. You don't even know what's going on. You're more depressed than ever. And you need a binky. I need a binky. I am anxious. I am depressed. Oh, yeah. No human has ever been anxious. No human has ever been depressed until you. You're a special case. Wow. Let's give you a pill. So the Democrats in Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, have now turned schools, grades 3 through 12, into an open market to go push pills to kids. It's completely despicable. It's completely evil. I can't believe there's not complete backlash to this in the state of Illinois, in the MAHA movement. This is outrageous. But you know exactly how it's going to go. Oh, Little Johnny has anxiety. Little Susie has depression. Sign their script. Prescription drug. Boom. Insurances get paid. The pharmaceutical industry gets paid. The mental health examiner gets paid. All a giant boondoggle. And the kids are the victims. But they don't care as long as they get their profit. They don't care. And then they come out and they say, well, what's wrong with the younger generations? What's wrong? They're pilled out of their minds. They're chemically lobotomized before they even get into their 20s. And then they look at the world and they're overwhelmed and they're anxious and they're depressed. Oh, my God, and they need a pill. No, don't send in a mental health expert to prescribe them a drug. Send in a drill sergeant to tell them the what. Toughen them up a little bit. Life's not fair. Life's not easy. And guess what? It's even harder when you're scared all the time. It's even harder when you're depressed and anxious. So no, you are going to have to learn to live with these things. You are going to have to learn to control these things and combat these things. Like Lila Rose came out and who, by the way, you know, she's never had an opinion outside of the abortion issue that had any value. And that's kind of been exposed recently. And then some of her activity after abortion became a state's issue, people started thinking that she was just grifting off the abortion movement, anti-abortion movement all these years. But nonetheless, she comes out with this viral post the other day and she says, men don't need sex. And then just misses the boat entirely. No, there's a reason why men are designed to be desired to have sex with a woman. It's for procreate. It's to procreate. It's literally a survival instinct. A pretty incredible one, actually. No, the real issue, and this goes into the mental health too. The real issue is discipline. The real issue is mental and physical discipline. So yeah, do men need sex like they need air? No. But yes, men have a distinctive need for sexual stimulation. It's why people are addicted to porn sites. So it's all about discipline. So it's the same thing with this mental health. Oh, you're anxious, you're depressed. No, get a little discipline. Get a little discipline. Get up. Find out what makes you tick. Find out what eases your anxiety in a natural way. Find a hobby. Oh, you're depressed? Find out how to deal with that. Don't use a pill. Find a discipline and be disciplined about it, and that's how you beat this stuff. So it's like the same thing with sex. Like, oh, they don't need it. Okay, yeah, well, you don't need anything but air and water. No, instead, who knows? She just talks about anything on her podcast now, searching for an audience. No, you tell men to learn discipline, to control these things. You have all kinds of different urges and desires and then weaknesses and everything. No, it's becoming a man. It's learning your discipline to control these things and to grow. But no, now we're just going to say, oh, no, men, you don't need anything. The women are in control. And if you're a kid, you just need pills to deal with all your problems. And then we wonder why these people grow up and they're so soft.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, thealtruistshow.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
See, that no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue bare minimum at thealexostore.com. I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, then local radio, then syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature and I'm a sinner and I have my struggles. But I love God and I love justice and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I snuck a Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to get footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under a national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear, only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
By the way, Ken Paxton, Attorney General here in Texas, making big news. Big push for the Senate. He announced this earlier today. I'm suing big pharma drug manufacturer Eli Lilly for bribing providers to prescribe its medications. I will not stand by while corporations unlawfully manipulate our healthcare system to line their own pockets. Yeah, and now they're doing it in Illinois, Attorney General. But that's not your problem. You're in Texas. So, yeah. And that's, man, the whole system is so corrupt when it comes to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So corrupt. The bribes, the rigged studies, the bought and paid for reports. And now they're just going right into your children's classrooms to push pills on them. I mean, my God. So good for Ken Paxton. But you know, there's an old system to deal with anxiety and depression. That's been demonized, and maybe it's for the better, but let's not forget about the old, I need to smoke a cigarette. Remember this? Remember how adults used to approach anxiety or depression like this in clip six?
Y'all remember back in the day you'd see somebody outside of a gas station walking in small circles smoking a cigarette? Oh, sure. You knew to give them a minute. You know? They were trying not to go to jail. This is, I believe wholeheartedly about it. I'm not talking about bringing them back to restaurants, but people, you go on a walk and look around. People need cigarettes, not vape pens. You get vape pens, it happens too fast. You get to that cotton candy immediately. A Winston 100, you're going to figure some stuff out. You know what I mean?
Bravo.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So true.
Yeah, man. I believe that. I don't smoke, but I've seen the magic of cigarettes. And people that haven't been around cigarettes, they've never seen a cigarette save Thanksgiving. Because it happened. No, y'all have seen it happen, man. Aunt Barbara was about to say something that was going to turn that dining room upside down. But now she's out on the screen porch making a business decision. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Somebody's out there talking to her.
Yeah. Going, hey, Barbara, they don't mean that. Yes, they do, Tammy. They say this every year, Tammy. She's always been like that. You know that.
All right, we're taking out the pharmaceutical pill pushers. We're sending in the Marlboro man. Marlboro Reds for kids. All right, I'm joking. I'm joking. I don't really promote smoking cigarettes here. I'm not a fan. I think it's gross, but I get why people do it. But there is an element of truth there, though. There is an element of truth there when it comes to just kind of the old school tobacco products that probably are not as bad as the new ones that are just lined with all types of chemicals and stuff. But, you know, it's a bit of a jest. It's a bit of a jest, a bit of a funny joke. All right. Also targeting children is modern-day cartoons. And, you know, I've heard this from other people that have kids talking about they can notice a difference in kind of the post-TV time reaction, let's say, if they're watching the older cartoons versus some of the newer cartoons. So some parents just kind of did their own little study of this to see how the kid would react. Now, is this just modern tech and it just happens? Is this weaponized against kids? But people have noticed now that you have all these streaming services. You can go watch anything you want, basically, any cartoon from the 80s and the 90s. Or you can choose to watch some of the newer stuff. But they've seen their kids kind of have a different reaction to each one. Is this weaponized TV? Is it organic? I don't know, but the parents have, they've figured it out here in clip 11.
Can showing kids 90s TV shows impact their behavior and even their sleep? A couple of moms started showing their toddlers the good old 90s classics for kids. Shows like Arthur, Roly Poly Oly, and even throwbacks like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And say the lower stimulation has made a major change in their kids. The moms and best friends named Lauren and Sarah, known online as Mamas and Messes, found that their kids were less attached to screen time and had fewer meltdowns after they introduced the retro programming to their kids. Meltdowns when taking screens away are, of course, incredibly common. And scientists say it's in part because so much of today's content, and especially the platforms on which kids view it, are essentially designed to be addictive. So kids literally don't know how to cope when they're ripped away from their screens and content. We've covered this a bit previously, if you'd like to check it out and learn more. But Mamas and Messes found that switching to the much slower pace of old school pre-social media content had a totally different effect. The kids would just watch an episode or two, and when it was time to turn it off, there was no battle. They'd just go back to playing. But the biggest shift they noticed was a change in sleep patterns. One mom's little boy was sleeping longer and better, which she chalked up to the slower pace of TV shows from back in the day. Other moms online were inspired to try this experiment too, and had very similar results. Now, it's not all 90s all the time. They still make space for things like Bluey and Ms. Rachel, but the positive outcomes they've seen from 90s kid shows have made them a new mainstay. Who knows, maybe the solution to the screen time problem is simply giving your little ones an appreciation for the classics.
You know, I've been maybe just feeling it, the nostalgia, the 90s. So if you're out there, you got kids, it's time to put them on the old school 80s 90s TV routine. You'll probably enjoy it more too. The new stuff, bad for the kids, bad for their brain, and then they'll end up getting prescribed a pill. Let's go old school. The internet parents agree that 90s, 80s cartoons are better than the modern day cartoons. You know, you can argue they're more creative too. Been seeing some of that discussion around as well. So, speaking of the nanny state, though, wanting to drug up your kids if they feel anxiety, we got a couple other nanny state stories here. I was trying to determine in my head, how do you properly pitch this? And I guess I would say, you're going to listen to this, and you're going to wonder if what you're hearing is real or not. Okay? We wouldn't really be engaging law enforcement for this in clip 19, would we?
These women aren't friends out for a run. They're actually undercover police officers taking to the streets in Surrey as part of a new operation trying to stop people catcalling and harassing female runners.
We get honked at, the staring, the hanging out of the window just to look at us, and it's so, so, so prevalent.
And police teams are ready to intervene the moment the officers are beeped at, followed, or shouted at, pulling people over.
Those kind of behaviours may not be criminal offences in themselves, but they still need to be addressed. And of course, the people that are likely to commit those kind of behaviours, you know, they may then go on to commit more serious offences or more serious behaviours.
I can't even believe it. I can't even believe it. I'm sitting here still thinking this is a joke, this is a parody, but I mean, there it is. Cars seized in female catcaller operation. What are we doing? What are we doing? You know, it's funny. You may see some of this commentary, and we've seen the stories, we've covered the news headlines, and they talk about how men don't even approach women anymore. They don't even approach them. And then women will complain. And if you follow this stuff online, you see it all the time. You'll have women that are in their 30s, you know, beautiful women. They're like, I don't get it. No guys ever talk to me. I mean, I hear this stuff. No guys ever talk to me. It's like the only chance I have is a dating app, but that usually ends up bad and a disaster, so I don't like that anymore. But I mean, I go out, I dress up, whatever. No guys talk to me. I don't know what I'm doing. 30 years old now. Nobody wants to talk to me at the bar. Nobody wants to talk to me at dinner, whatever. So I think there's probably a lot of factors. But this has been something that the feminist left and the liberal progressives have brought in, is this. And it's so strange, too, because it's like, I don't know, maybe you can find a balance, but, you know, objectifying women, or, you know, the idea that sex sells was kind of an accepted thing. You didn't really see a big push. Oh, my gosh, we can't have Baywatch on TV, you know, women running around, bouncing up and down on the beach, like, oh, my gosh. You see the outrage over the Sydney Sweeney thing, or the acceptance of it, however you want to view that. But so, no. You have these liberal women like this one, and they'll go around and they'll demonize men that just want to say hi. And then they'll film this stuff and they'll demonize men. They'll say, this is what women put up with. And then they'll come out and complain because nobody wants to talk to them. So, oh my gosh, I'm a victim. Men try to talk to me. And then video content done. And it's, I went out, I'm 30 and single because no men will talk to me. It's because you've demonized men. You have demonized men. You have demonized masculine men. You've demonized alpha men. You've done this. You've demonized, and you call it, oh, catcalling. Oh, you just walk up to a woman and you say, oh, hey, oh, I like your hair. That's nice. Would you like to go to dinner sometime? Oh, my gosh. Ah, rape. So what? Sorry. Excuse me. Oh, what do you know? So men stop hitting on women. Men stop approaching women. Because you just never know. You never know. And so really, this is the problem. Women, it's all feminism. So, yeah, there's plenty of women, are there? They're not feminists. They probably like attention from guys. Isn't it the ultimate irony, though? Isn't it the ultimate irony? Because I see this in like the gym culture, and you'll have these women and they go to the gym and they're basically wearing a bra and panties. If you go to gyms, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They've got the sports bra and like the volleyball shorts. And these women will film this and they'll put it on their social media accounts. And they'll say, look at the pigs. Oh, they're staring at me. Oh, my gosh. It's like, wait a second. You're half naked at a gym and you're surprised somebody's staring at you? Beyond just staring at you because it's maybe a strange thing to see, maybe also you know very well you're attractive, and so, yeah, guys are going to look at you. And then they complain. Say, why are you looking at me? Oh, I don't know. You're half naked. But maybe it's one reason. It's kind of strange. And then it's all the liberal women doing this to demonize men. And then you have women that go out and they want to find a man. They get dressed up and nobody talks to them. And they say, what is going on? Why won't anybody talk to me? It's because these feminists have made it a blood sport. See, this is what men are pragmatic creatures. Why do men commit suicide at a much higher rate than women? Because it's just a choice. It's a pragmatic choice. Deal with life problems or just kill yourself. So once a man has a negative experience like that, or once the concept of even talking to a woman becomes like a crime, men will just turn off and pragmatically say, okay, I'm out. I'm done. And then the women that have nothing to do with this say, why won't men approach me? I don't get it. So there you go. Cat calling police. Why won't men hit on me? Oh, I don't know. Maybe they might get approached by a police officer now. Excuse me. Did you just say that woman was beautiful? Did you just ask that woman for her phone number after implying that she was good looking? Yeah. Oh, we're going to need to bring you down to the station for questioning. That's a microaggression. Yeah. Criminal. Speaking of the nanny state here, by the way, what is with Elon Musk posting all this AI stuff, all these AI images? Is it just a business thing? It's getting obnoxious. Okay. I'm kind of like, just can we stop? I don't want to see the little AI chicks. Not interested. Like 10 of them a day he's posting now. Very strange. All right. Speaking of the nanny state, you may have heard Canada tries to make it illegal to hike in the woods. Yes. And it became such a spectacle, such an embarrassment, and there was such blowback from it, obviously. So they said, well, this is to protect from wildfires. And so people that go out and hiking, by the way, most people you know that hike are probably the most conscientious people when it comes to the environment. You know, they're not the ones littering. They're not the ones lighting off a firework or anything. But no, so you know, homeless people or bad actors will go out there and start fires. And then the good people that just want to hike the woods and enjoy nature and care about it, then they get punished. So there was such pushback. So then they come out and they changed their messaging. So, okay, wait a second. We're not banning hiking to stop the fires, because the hikers were like, we don't start fires. This is BS. Why are we being targeted here? So then they come out and they say, oh, okay, it's not about stopping fires. So then what is it? What is it about then? Clip 15.
Me going for a walk in the woods is going to cause a fire. I can understand why people think that that's ridiculous. But the reality is, it's not that you might cause a fire. It's that if you're out there walking in the woods and you break your leg, we're not going to come and get you, because we have emergency responders that are out focused on a fire that is threatening the lives of New Brunswickers. And if you take your boat out fishing in a pond in Crown Land and you capsize, we're not going to be able to come and help you out, because our first responders are focused on an immediate and serious threat to our province. And so it's the possibility of diverting emergency resources away from where they are really needed.
You know, I'm not sure what is worse about this. So many things so wrong. So first they said it's about wildfires. Now they say, oh no, it's because you could break your leg walking your dog. What? Then she says, if something happens to you, we're not coming to help you. Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. So what's the logical conclusion then? Stay home. Stay home. Don't leave your house. Wear a helmet. Maybe live in a rubber room because Canada isn't going to come to help you. And they can't afford you taking a risk because that could divert other resources away from fighting fires or something else. Maybe somebody's catcalling illegally. You know, you fall down a cliff in the woods and break your leg, they're searching for a catcaller. They can't come help you. So don't go hiking. You could get hurt. Don't go boating. You could get hurt. So yeah, okay, don't do anything. Don't ride a bike. Don't go for a run. Don't do anything. Stay home and stay safe because we're not coming to help you. What pivot are they going to have next on that story? I originally wasn't even going to cover it because it's like, oh, whatever. Canada, you guys deal with this crap all the time. But now it's just hilarious. Yeah, live in a bubble. I want to get one of those. What are those things called? Those big bubbles you can roll around in? Just going to get one of those. And that way I'm going to be safe. I'll still wear a helmet, too, just for double safety, even though I'm in a cushioned bubble. I'll also wear a helmet because that's what life is all about. See where it's all going? Total spy grid, everybody a pill head, and anything you do is too dangerous, so just stay home. Sounds horrible. We're destroying the life experience, and we think it's enhancing it, but it's not. We're destroying it. We're destroying it. But you know what? You know what? There is something that's bringing it back, I think, and that is the comedy that has become the WNBA. I don't know. I was going to go to this in the last hour, but I can't help. Maybe we just go to this now. They're freaking out over it, folks. They can't stop it. The sex toy objects are being flung onto the court. So we are launching an investigation. This is getting very serious. WNBA investigation, clip 4.
Being thrown onto the court during games. The sex toys have shown up 6 different times from Atlanta to L.A., posing a risk to players.
It's ridiculous. It's dumb. It's
corny.
It's stupid. It's also dangerous. And, you know, player safety is number one. Respecting the game, all those things. I think it's really stupid.
So what is this? Who's responsible for starting this trend? Apparently a crypto meme group, which calls them pranks. But those pranks have so far resulted in 2 arrests, and it raises the debate. Is it a sexist stunt? Is it some sort of rite of passage that every league experiences something like this?
Oh, yes.
What is going on? What is this?
Well, what it is that the WNBA is a joke, but they try to make it as serious as possible. So people are responding by reminding them what they really are. I mean, the joke writes itself, and it is, I think it's universally funny, except I guess for the players. Although some of them seem to be handling it well. Sophie Cunningham needs to be the new standard for the WNBA athlete, and they need to say, hey, this is how you handle stuff. You need to be grateful that you're even here. This is a charity league, basically. This league loses money. Just be grateful that you're even here and just have fun with it. Let's just hope nobody gets hit in the head. All right. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. Cause now we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem, but see, they make themselves insufferable. Like Deanna Taurasi here, she claims she's the best player in the world, but she had to go to Russia to get paid. I guess like Brittany Griner, but listen to how she talks down to sanitation workers in this clip, clip 5.
I'm the best player in the world, and I have to go to a communist country to get paid like a capitalist.
Playing in Europe during the WNBA's offseason, these women were going for 7 or 8 months. They were chasing their value.
One time I came back and I was like, man, my parents have just gotten older, and I've missed a big part of it. We weren't making that much money, so generational wealth was coming from going to Russia every year. Now we have to come back home and get paid nothing to play in a harder league. And worse, kid at the arena made more than me.
Well, then why don't you go clean toilets? Go ahead. The janitor makes more than me. Then go clean toilets after the game. Go pick up a mop. A communist country in Russia? Russia's not communist. But gee, I wonder why people are throwing dildos on the court. Because you are insufferable. And the whole thing is a joke. All right. About to close out the second hour here. We're going to get, we got a not so subtle reminder that these liberals, these deranged psychotic liberals are still out there. We've kind of forgotten about it because they've been left out of the political discussion and debate recently, but they're still out there. Not so subtle reminder, as well as some other news. We may even have time to take some calls. It's been a minute since we've had a couple calls or so on this show, so we may have time to do that. In case you didn't hear, we announced this in the first hour, but I want to let you know again, we have a brand new product at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the Bovine Colostrum Plus Cellular Recovery and Defense Matrix. Fuel your cells, feed your gut, supports immune health, promotes gut integrity, aids muscle recovery, enhances cell protection, and boosts nutrient uptake. And so a lot may already be using a colostrum supplement in their protein shakes, post-workout protein shakes like I have. We have just found the highest quality we could and giving it to you at the lowest price at thealexjonesstore.com. When you subscribe today, you can get up to 50% off. That also guarantees it's in stock for you. So a lot of these products sell out when it's high quality like this in the supplement industry. Sometimes it's hard to keep it in stock. But when the products sell out, if you are a subscriber, we always make sure to hold back product for our subscribers. So it's really a 360 win, as we say. You're guaranteed in stock with the products you subscribe to. You also get up to 50% off when you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, you support this transmission to keep it on the air. Not to mention, you get the multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, it is the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. So when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries to win that truck. If you want to get even higher odds to win, you become a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And when you're a VIP member, you get bonus entries. That's right, bonus entries into all raffles and giveaways when you shop as a VIP member. Become a member today at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And, of course, the benefits are limited. Not limited to, but include, as I said, the bonus entries, plus in-store credit every month, and so much more. To figure out about all the benefits, go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP today. All right, 2 hours in the books. We still have a geopolitical stack. Still got about 10 video clips, some other health news. How about a wild one? How about a big conspiracy theory on the other side of this break? You may have heard about this one. The Challenger astronauts, this one is wild.
We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at Point Blank Range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Greer Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I guess it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh, God, he really did need help. Oh, yeah. We have been battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go, and I stayed here and slept here a couple times, that we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend in the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. And it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at thealexjonesstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance.
This dog don't hunt without you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.